Čuli smo Gospin veliki.
We heard Our Lady's Magnificent in the Gospel.
Osvrćući se na ove evanđelske
riječi, as we reflected these words of the Holy Gospel, Saint John Paul II said that the Holy Spirit encouraging the cognition and love towards Mary leads all faithful into the school of the Virgin that sings, "My soul proclaims the Lord." So the faithful would be able to learn how to read God's signs in history and how to acknowledge the wisdom that every man and every woman makes, creators and constructors of new mankind. The Church compares Mary with her son as the spiritual mother of all of the mankind. The 8th chapter of the Constitution Lumen Gentium of Second Vatican Council, reflecting Christ's mystery, the report on Marian teaching, showing in the triune perspective the important peak of Marian teaching. She has a great role. She was given the dignity to be the mother of God's Son, and therefore beloved daughter of the Father and the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the language of the history of salvation encourages us to direct our gaze towards the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the title Mother speaks about the caring facility and the care and gentleness that Mary will have when she follows the life of the Church. To that life, to the life of the Church, she will open her heart. It is Mary's protection of Christ's Church that is undeniable component of the experience of Christian people. It is not just some superficial feeling, but it is rather a deep, profound relationship rooted in a faith that encourages yesterday's and today's Christian to regularly flee to Mary so they would enter into a more intimate communion with Christ, fellowship with Christ. That is what the Church teaches us. In Medjugorje, my dear brothers and sisters, in all of these years, it is obvious that Marian devotion is here imbued and spreads in the wholeness leading through Mary to more intimate communion with Christ, proclamation of the Word of God, and liturgy, prayers. So many good expressions can found in Medjugorje, Mary's prayer school, undeniable spiritual joy, and have formed joyful faces of so many faithful of our Church, the one who gave birth to God, Theotokos, Mother of God, Our Lady. She was and she remained here, encouragement and course of our joy, and despite all the temptations of the day, obstacles that Medjugorje was not spared of from its beginnings. Until today, what about the beginning? The beginning returns us and takes us back 34 years ago to the little Herzegovina place that were maybe only 100 kilometers away from it. People lived in this place, traditional faithful, traditional Catholics, and they lived in a society where the governance is Communist Party that is promoting atheism, godlessness. It was the society where the full members of society were the members of the Communist Party. Everyone else were shut off from the public and political life. They were pushed to margins and they were always suspicious and everyone was watching over them. They were always mistreated. They were imprisoned, even killed. They lived out of agriculture and they were working abroad, and the work abroad was called temporary. Even to many who were fortunate enough, it was mostly all of their life and all of their life as workers. Human rights and freedoms were guaranteed to the members of the Communist Party, and even sometimes occasionally their own faithfulness was questioned to the loyalty to the Communist Party. Faithfulness as the part of society that was completely subdued. Just because they lived and witnessed their faith, they were denied their social status, their influence, possibility to advance, and very often and even the hope to remain here. In the moment when the Communist Party, fearing because of the death of the great leader, does everything to preserve a taste order. Six children from Medjugorje publicly stated that they saw a lady. It was the alarm. You cannot see what is there. A lady does not exist. The faith is just a fairy tale. After life after death and stories about Christ's resurrection, those are fairy tales. Those are myths. Children are lying. Children are deceiving. That needs to be prevented either by force or at any other price. If God is not there, and according to the social political system, God is not there. Who is that to manipulate these children? So secret and public police, army, all of the public elements, they all rose and they were trying to prevent this phenomenon, and not just them. And children without fear were witnessing that Our Lady not just appeared to them, but publicly said, I am the Queen of Peace, and the center of everything is peace. For the Communist Party, this is a pure subversion. This is the attempt of destroying the state, destroying its atheistic foundations. And then they were reacting. They were questioning children. First, they imprisoned Father Yozo, and then they imprisoned many after him. There's not just the famous action that they undertook called Tsivnitsa, but there's something they cannot prevent. They cannot prevent people to come here. They cannot prevent people coming, faithful coming to Medjugorje. As by miracle, people were persevering in gathering here in greater and greater number, so many, as if they need confirmation from heaven, as if they doubt in their own faith and stoma. They want to place hand on Jesus' side so they would be assured, my Lord and my God. But it's not that everyone was given a possibility to see. Even these messages are confusing. What does the message of peace and the society of atheism that restores the soul of our people mean? Maybe to accept it, to endure it, to preserve the system where you are there just because you believe you are immediately thrown out of the public life? Was that to be accepted normally? Was that human and God's justice that we needed to accept? And yet, peace, peace, peace. That reflects from this Herzegovinian stones. The invitation to fasting, invitation to prayer, to conversion, invitation to return to sacramental life. That invitation is something that atheists do not need, and it seems that it is completely relented for all those who are faithful. They already live that life. What is the social consequence of their choice? Queen of peace, peace, and everywhere around, just restlessness. The hope that was awakened with one that is not being fulfilled, and the fear with the other. What if God exists? It was the fear of losing all of the privileges. It is the fear of everything that is about to come, and the fear of doubting into something that could not be doubted. It was a real revolutionary road of the Communist Party, and in that fear it was facing not just with the children and their statements and so-called manipulators who were behind them, but facing even greater number of those who responded to the news of Medjugorje from all over the world. And now? So what happens if these who are here in our region, who were moved with hope that in Medjugorje there is confirmation of their faith and hope that changes are yet possible? What is moving you are coming from all over the world? What moves those around the world to reflect and to respond to these news with such intensity? Without desire to proceed to the decision of the Church about the phenomenon that we as faithful and sons of the Christ Church are obliged to subdue and using here the value of the human witnessing in accordance with the decree of Pope Father Urban VIII and the Second Vatican Council, we cannot not ask ourselves, what is that so magical and so challenging in these simple messages, in these simple words? What is the strength in that simple word, peace? If there is not someone greater that sends that peace and that word, how come that little tiny voice from children's lips has such a power all over the world? Are these children so powerful and so important? Those are the questions that require an answer. What is the message of Medjugorje? Nothing else but what the Church and faith teaches us according to the gospel. Do as my son tells you to do. My son was given to you. May that gift be everything that is necessary for you. Fast, pray, convert, believe in Christ, return to sacraments, reconcile with God. God exists. Yes. That is the reality. God reconciled us with himself through Christ. Finally, Christ is our peace.
The peace of the kingdom is
spreading for euros is excellent and brings millions of citizens to the dominion place. God's communist system was destroyed all over the place. The war for 4 years was reality of this region, and this post-war peace expression of human injustice, and mostly towards those who were first witnesses and listeners of the grace. It was people who believed, and it was those who passed on the message. Not even today they experience the fullness of the promise, not even of conversion, not even of holiness. And in so many hearts, yet there is doubt, and so many neglections, denials, and media, as if they are only waiting for that. What about the pilgrimage? We are witnesses. It is not stopping. It is even multiplying. We are witnesses of that tonight. Pilgrims come from all over the world. And why do they need that peace? Queen of Peace. Why do they need that voice? Queen of Peace and Peace. What brings them to these Herzegovinian stones, to this karst land among the hills? Is this really the beauty? Is it really the beauty of this Herzegovinian landscape? Or yet with this world in its depth and interior, there's something really wrong, and yet they are looking for some other world, some new genuine world, a new beginning that we heard about in the book of Revelation in the second reading tonight. And what is that that enslaved the world that they come from? My brothers and sisters, when the noise of nervous and superficial authors of these lies about Medjugorje, of all those who got to know Medjugorje from inside will confirm this testimony that I'm giving to you. Medjugorje is a visible wound of the world. Medjugorje is a visible wound that with Our Lady's intercession, with intercession of the one who is the help of sick, is not hidden here with the bandages, but it is something that was experienced with the life that God heals those who are with a broken heart, and God addresses their wounds. Jesus' words, "Be healthy," have brought to life, have improved light fear so many times and restored people. Theological virtue, the hope, that immeasurable Christ gift. And besides, as we listen to the testimonies and witnesses with more attention here, it is also reflected the world that this wounded man comes from. It was the world that you brought here. And this world, through those testimonies, taught you and was saying to you, take everything that life gives you. Don't care about anything. Enjoy, have fun, because this world, regardless of what it is like, it's the only thing you have. If you don't have, kill, if steal, steal. If you have that, then do that and multiply your riches. If these are the symptoms, where are the causes? Why is the world such when it's exposed to so much greed and so much disorder and wars and so many differences and hatred? And what is the spiritual background where the pages of the time are written? What is the world we live in? The testimonies of the wounded, of those who are wounded in the whole body and in the spirit, say that the world is like a big shop of necessary, less necessary, and completely necessary things, but those who care about the sale have the whole industry of sale, of our needs. So many things that we didn't even know about yesterday, those things didn't even exist. Those things become our reality. Something that was given to us as a need, something that we cannot survive without, and the world could have done without that thousands of years before us. And the science that is trying to get to know the world and to offer the firm knowledge about the world became aware of relativity of their own acknowledgments, even about the condition that is moved within this certain theory that we are trying to explain the world now, until we find some new theory that will remove the lacks that are at the moment not fitting this theory explanation. all of that just to maintain with realistic truth about the world without God. Let's look at aesthetics. What happened? The unity of beauty and fullness of truth is no longer ideal that we are longing for. There is aesthetics of the ugly. There is aesthetics of shock. There is a need of getting aesthetic from the point of perspective, the personal role in society, destruction, and just pure destruction of some kind of artistic freedom. Let's look finally what happened in philosophy, what happened with those longings for wisdom that used to be, and what happened with some kind of new thinkers today. The world that we live in today honors this ideal wise person, the one who declared God to be that. God is that. That was the glorious praise of those who were foolish. And that is the wisdom of this world, whom shall we adore? No one else by Satan. Whom shall we adore? No one else but us who will be like gods. With his arrogance and pride, men did not do anything else but accept the offer of the first one who was arrogant and proud and haughty, and that was Satan. You will be like God. It is the world where there is no need to perfection, to holiness, the world where there is no need to rise up to spirit. There is only hopelessness. There is only deep hole. The world that is empty from God's presence. Emptiness, that is, reflecting with the absurd became a meaning in spite of every attempt to find the meaning of the absurd, the world of hopelessness. Hopelessness, so many, the consequences is escape and flee. And where shall we run? To whom shall we give ourselves? Not to where there is nothing that's natural. Not to be here, but to be somewhere else. Life somewhere else is the only hope. And the consequence is just pure wandering. We are trying to seek for encouragement to travel. Travel without a goal, without a purpose. If we, by longing for desire to the world, do not reach the depth of the absurd and touch the fleet or despair, the only thing that's left is hedonism, and to seek for the pleasures, you will be immersed into the principle of the pleasure, and you will become slaves of your own senses and emotions, and you will try to seek for the ways how to please them. That is the way to get into the slavery of addiction, because men very early needs to learn that everything that is pleasing is not necessarily useful, that everything that is useful is not always comfortable and not always possible, that everything that is useful and pleasing and possible is not always necessarily right and necessary. So if there is no God in heaven, what is, and if only earth remains, why should men think about that? Because of the others? Do they think like we do? And who has a better position, the one who thinks about the others or the one who stands up for himself? Am I there? If there is no God, what can be the purpose and the meaning of our existence? Is it money? Is it getting rich? Is it greed? The philosophy of the lunch and dinner will bring us sooner or later to acknowledgement that the measure of this world is exactly that. That is the cause of deep social division, because on one side there is greed of those who have, and on the other side there is envy and regret of those who don't have. And that gap between one and the other, after a while, will born hatred, because the one who have are fearing that someone could take that away from that. And in the fear from everyone, they start to hate everyone else, especially those that they doubt, that they doubt that they are the hungriest of what they have and what they possess. And those who do not have, they can understand not just the fact that they don't have, but the envy towards those who have very often gives them bad thoughts and greed, and they wound each other. And so when the desert of the spirit, my dear brother, comes, my dear pilgrims, after men who is not able to meet and to encounter other men, after and there's no love in that world, but the other man is only just the means to acknowledge and to get the pleasures. What is discovered is the need for the new world. What is discovered is the need for the sentence from the revelation that we heard, I make everything anew. And after we, by speaking love in the world where the love cannot be found, come to the emptiness of self-loving in this desert of the spirit, and what if it happens? Something very frequently is a consequence of all impurities and all pollution of the spirit. The physical illnesses appear. Man comes wounded at the end of the journey, where he did not come anywhere, and where he is not able to maintain the meaning in the world of lost purpose, or by running from the cross, he believed into his own meaning as accomplishment of pleasures. He reached the complete helplessness and hopelessness of his own journey, and absurd of such existence. He's wounded, he's rejected, he's thrown away all the time, that empty feeling of emptiness, that pain of soul in the spirit, that silent expression of suffering that cannot be driven away. Everything I achieved, that's not it. I do not have what I need. I do not have true way of life. Mary's words from Cana of Galilee resound today. They do not have wine. They do not have joy of life. These people do not have joy of life. Mary in Cana simply speaks to Jesus, entrusting to him life difficulties of people. And Jesus, even though he's aware that he's a Messiah, that he's obliged to listen to the will of Father, he agrees to his mother silently. He responds to the Virgin's faith, and so begins the miracles reflecting his glory. Mary's mother, leave you, dear pilgrim, the same one from Cana, is looking into each one of us, is looking into all of the pains of the world today. It is entrusting everything to her son, and it is preparing us for that meeting, for that encounter. Come, fast, pray, convert. Despite despair that comes to him, the wounded man desires to believe that there is a way out, that there is hope. So if the grace touched earth, if heaven is somewhere on earth and reflected his love, how in this time and in this world not to go there? That is possible. And maybe for many that was the first challenge of Medjugorje and the first challenge of coming here. So many people came here to Medjugorje, and I believe with great expectations. And what happened to them was just that they got to see simple, poor, and very, very, very simple landscape, and the words very evangelic, not new according to anything, the words that they heard so many times in their churches and their parishes, and maybe they went away, yet nothing special. Everything long ago was already said. There was nothing new from the perspective of science, of philosophy, of the ideology, from the perspective of the world, of money, of power, of pleasures. It was just a story for those naive, for those who do not have success. Take your cross, carry your cross. What happens is something really, really special, as if to so many who came here, encounter with those who here experience grace and who stepped on the way of conversion. The words of encyclical of St. John Paul II, Redemptoris Missio, the modern man would rather listen to the witnesses, but to the masters, he would rather believe to the experience than to the teaching. He would rather believe to life and to facts, but to theories. Return to fasting, return to prayer. Return to the sacramental life in the church. Return to Christ, who, because of your sins, have died on the cross. Peace. May peace be among you and God. Peace among you and other people. This is where the miracle happens. As we conquer the sin, as Christ conquered the sin, for his own cross, Christ gives the creation, experiences all of your sins placed before Jesus Christ, placed before the grace of God and the sacrament are vanishing. You become a new man, not wounded, and healed heart of man is the greatest miracle of Medjugorje, and it happens in the confessional. Medjugorje is the principal wound of the world. It is hope that wound can heal, that there is a way how to heal that. that here in the confessional, so easily you open your heart and your consciousness, you feel that exactly you have received a new life because you became partaker of divine nature. You understand that through the gift of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus Christ pours on you from his pierced side to the cross, you receive the true freedom of the child, his son. And that is why the words are not strange for you. My children, the lady says, your simple world disappears because the Holy Spirit through Christ's word is the one who will conquer the world because of sins and will perform consecration of men. Besides, how not to recognize here in this communion of so many people and cultures, the images of what restores us and reminds us about the beginning of the birth of the Church, how not to remember the events of the Pentecost when parts of Media and Salem have met together and they created new communion of Christ, the mystical body of the Church. How beautiful is the face of the Church in you here, in communion, all gathered from all over the world, and dear pilgrim, dear brother, dear sister, do not fear before the future anymore. The faith of the Church teaches us, we have experienced, Christ was given to us, and Christ is with us in all the days until the end of the world, and thereby, therefore, peace be with you. May the intercession of the Queen of Peace follow you, bring this and give it to everyone in your on your journey of life. Amen.
when I seen the how Pedosa.
osada.
¿Con quién?
Con Gloria.
Organizadora.
¿Dónde vivimos?
Y nosotros vivimos en la pensión de Martín, en el hotel de Martín. Somos con Ivette, la organizadora es Ivette.
Yo me he perdido, estoy perdido, estoy todo mareado y no sé dónde irme.
Ah, no, tú tranquilo, te ayudamos. Te ayudamos, tú siéntate y te ayudamos. Tú estás ahí, perfecto. Tú estás con el grupo de españoles, ¿no? Ok.
Amen.